Okay, so tell us a little bit about this app. Why is it so different?
So the app's called Madefire, and it's available on all the iOS devices. And what we're doing is a new generation of comics and graphic novels, and they're made, written, built, created for the screen first rather than for print. So with sound, with movement, with touch and timing, it's we look at it as a new grammar.
So in your press release, you're talking about how the books are made for short verse reading. Mm. Can you just explain that?
Yeah, the thinking was, okay, what would you do if you could start again with this whole, like, how would you put stories in people's hands? People are really busy, they're on the go, the devices are connected all the time, so we're trying to occupy that 10 minutes when you have a bit of downtime, 10, 15 minutes when you're at the bus stop or you're eating some food, you just want to escape. And we want to be, you know, do you play Angry Birds or do you read Madefire? Of course you're going to read Madefire. And for us, it's all about pushing to the very edge of reading. So we were thinking, you know, rather than be bound by books, you know, let's think about 10-minute episodes. Let's do episodic, so serialize the stories so they trickle in and you get alerted and there's excitement around that. So at the moment, we're pushing out a weekly episode and we'll move, obviously, to as much density as we can, as quick as we can. But everything's free at the moment because we're really about building adoption and getting people aware of what we're doing.
Okay, people have seen comics that moved before in the past, motion comics, but you guys are different than that. Can you just explain to our, you know, casual reader how you are different from motion comics?
Yeah, I'd really like to. So motion comics are, you know, you watch them, they're movies. These are not motion comics. These are about reading. These are books. So you, as a reader, you control the timing. Everything flows around your timing. You turn the page, you move it forward. So this is reading, not watching. And we think that we can be the best reading experience. We don't want to be bad animation. That's the difference. That's passive. We want to be. So that means we still leave space for the reader to imagine what a voice sounds like, you know. So we think it's really important that you're kind of co-creating the story with the reader. Whereas when you're a motion comic, you know, it doesn't leave any space for the reader. And also, unfortunately, none of the motion comics that existed were built for animation. They were for print. So they're re-engineering something that was made, you know. Dave Gibbons got a wonderful quote. He said, not really just about motion comics, but about digital and a lot of the stuff happening. He's like, everyone's trying to put a horse on a motorbike. We've built a racing car. And I think it's quite a good visual analogy.
Absolutely.
So we started again.
Right, yeah. So you have Dave Gibbons doing a series for this, and you're doing your own series. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I feel like a cheat, really, because I'm one of the founders, and I've done a lot of storyboarding, I've done a lot of illustration, but I'm very new to comics. So Liam Sharp, Bill Sienkiewicz, Dave Gibbons, you know, Dougie Braithwaite, but such an incredible list.
Yeah.
I have to keep pinching myself. And I'm doing a story called Mono. And that's the character I invented. Liam's written the script, and then I've drawn it. And another episode launched yesterday, and I'm so thrilled with the response. People have been really, really good about it. And there's some fun things in there, like a big panoramic, and this showcases some of the opportunities with the tools that we've built for storytelling. But everything's in service of story. So yeah, I'm just trying to keep up with the. I think we say in England, trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know.
Is there anything else that you want to say to a casual reader that may have like a couple of apps on their iPad, comic book apps that comics are kind of cool, but they're not? How would you kind of steer them to reading these on the iPad?
Well, our main goal has been to listen to the feedback on the App Store, and it's just insane. In fact, we think they might be reading a different app to the one we've made because it's just a total 5-star rated experience. Both people who love comics, we've been, I believe, totally respectful to comics and all the beautiful grammar of comics. But we've also done it for these devices, and they're smarter than a piece of paper. So you're going to find something very different with Madefire than you've got on any of your other apps. And we're trying to make it a no-brainer. So that it's all free material. It's a free app, and they're free stories from some of the best creators in the world. So we want to just make it a no-brainer to come and start reading Madefire.